is Linda Woodruff saying to all you competing European countries artists out there, welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Good evening and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. It's Sunday the 17th of April 2016. We'll be right back. Well, yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am Kieran Tuttiot, and that was the Australian entry 2016 Dummy Im Sound of Silence. That was the 7th Heaven Club remix. I hope you enjoyed that. What a way to kick off the show. Just to let you know that Dummy Im is currently 4th favourite in the betting odds of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Odds stretch from 9 to 1 to 14 to 1. So it's looking quite confident for a very good result for Australia, maybe even with the win. Yes, oh, great stuff. Well, I hope you've had a fantastic week. I really do hope so. And thank you for joining me for another Sunday afternoon here on Forest FM. Another packed show as always, guys. We've got some dedications and requests coming in this week, and one of them all the way from Canada. So we'll be hearing that and request very, very soon. And before we do, let's head across the Mediterranean Sea.
Hi, this is Ira Losco from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Walk on Water. Enjoy.
I've been fading into grey, trying to be someone, trying to please someone. I've been painting bitter blue, always hitting walls, always trying to break the fall. I'm not perfect, but I'm a-okay, chasing off the clouds to lock the blues away.
I'm from Macedonia, and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, enjoy, my dear.
Od sita malečki nešto ova najmnogo vredi. Od sita golemi misli o cel moj svet. I koga nazad se vrtam, ti si stalno tuka. Skrijena senka divog Božji cvet, za sve što ti si mi dala, od srca ti hvala, za sve to mino, to vreme.
donna, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se za mene. Donna, 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 moja sila, svetlo sjaj, me pravi silna, znaj, o donna, veruvaj, vo mene veruvaj.
Kucite malečki, nešto ova najmogu vredi. Ocite golemi misli od ceo moj svet. Znam komu pripagam i kada to radost me čeka. Odam do oblaci mali na pisarni skali za sve što ti si mi dala. Od srca ti hvala za sve to mi na dobre.
I love that song from Calliope. Certainly better than her 2012 entry, if I'm perfectly honest. My own personal taste, Sara Labello, was a 2012 entry. But that was Donna, yes, on Calliope, representing the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, we have a request next up. And it's from Javier Leal from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Javier, thank you very much for your request. And it's great to hear from you, my friend. Thank you. And you have a fantastic request this week. It's from Melody Festival in 2013. It sadly only came sixth in semi-final three, but it doesn't mean that it's not a good song, because it's an awesome song. I remember it well. And it's from Eddie Razaz. And it's called Alibi. I hope you enjoy.
It might break my heart, might tear me apart, but I was addicted right from the start. No turning back, I just gotta go. It's not a matter of yes or no. Now, baby.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
From Venus. That was from the Spanish national final for the Eurovision Song Contest 2010. Oh, it sounds like a bit of a Swedish Melody Festival in entry, doesn't it, really? Anyways, right, let's move on now to
Rob's Random Request.
And this is a part of the show where my other half, Rob, will pick a year out of random and a country out of random, and we see what comes out. Now, Rob picked Albania 2000, and I was like, well, Albania didn't go to Eurovision in 2000. They only came in 2004. So he went, we'll pick 2005. And I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. So we got Albania 2005 as this year's Rob's Random Request. And it is Ladina Cole with Tomorrow I Go.
You always dream I wear the white veil. Oh, mother, bless me, please. Don't you cry. Tomorrow I go. Last night falling, do you recall how I would imagine a white wedding dress? And I finally, my time is here. I know that I will miss your sweet words singing. Maybe I'll cry. Still, I hope you will sing. Sing for me. Dipida, dipida. May the trumpet raise your voice. Dipida, dipida. May the whole world
There we are, that's the Netherlands 1981 there from Linda Williams with the song I Am the Lady. But the, I'm glad she is, but the Dutch version was called Het is een wonder, which means it is a miracle, the literal English translation of the original Dutch version. But sometimes, as many of you guys know, I'm sure that some of the songs that are in their native language and get translated into English do have a little bit of a lyric change, because sometimes it just doesn't rhyme, etc. So yeah, otherwise it's not a complete full package, I'm sure. Right, it's just gone 5:30. It's now time to check out this. Yes, it's the Eurovision Showcase news here on Sunday the 17th of April. Now, he may be known as Mr. Melody Festivalen or Mr. Sweden, but Christa Björkman has said that the UK should stop mocking the Eurovision Song Contest and enter the semi-finals if they are to have a chance of winning the Eurovision Song Contest again. Speaking to iNews, at the London lecture ahead of Stockholm's Polar Music Prize, the Eurovision 2016 producer says Joe and Jake's UK entry, You Are Not Alone, would continue the UK's recent Eurovision struggles. And commentary from the late Sir Terry Wogan is also to blame. This news has made headlines in media right across the United Kingdom on Saturday morning, and reaction is quite heavy on social media. Now, in other news, the OGA groups from right across the Europe and the world have been collecting their votes. And currently, at the moment, Russia is topping the poll in first place, followed by France, Australia, Italy, Latvia in fifth place, followed by Spain, Hungary, Bulgaria, Ukraine and Austria in 10th place. Now, the Portuguese broadcaster RTP has now said on Friday afternoon that they will broadcast Eurovision 2016. Now, the official video for the Bosnia-Herzegovina 2016 entry, Ljubav je, has been released. Later on tonight, the London Eurovision party takes place in the Café de Paris in central London. If any of you lovely people are going to that tonight, I hope we have an absolute ball, and I am so, so jealous. And the Slovakian state broadcaster has spoken to German website Eurofire.me that Eurovision 2017 is an attractive option. Yes, just to briefly go over this, this is quite exciting. RTVS, the Slovak national broadcaster, has spoken to German website Eurofire.me about the Eurovision Song Contest. Slovakia last participated in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2012 and had one of a handful of countries that have never made it into the final during the semi-final era. The broadcaster explained that participation in the contest is not down to a string of poor results, but down to the cost involved in participating. I'm going to try and pronounce this chap's name now. Juraj Kadas told the German website, RTVS has its own programming strategy, and our first priority is to put all the resources into your available into your own television production. Now, admittedly, the Eurovision Song Contest is an interesting and an attractive project. It would go very hand in hand with additional associated financial resources, which sadly are not currently unavailable. But RTVS told the website that they will discuss participation in 2017's contest later this year. So hopefully we'll have Slovakia back in the Eurovision Song Contest, and hopefully if the Czech Republic certainly qualified this year, then I think Slovakia will look more favourably towards participating in next year's Eurovision Song Contest. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tussiott. You're listening to Forest FM, broadcasted here on 92.3 FM across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest. Listening to us online on the TuneIn Radio app and at forestfm.co.uk.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Flying over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, wait, I see it. A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest. Available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Radio International,
celebrating the best tracks from the best contests.
This is Shock Radio, this is Eurovision Domination.
Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tussiott.
92.7 FM, playing the hits. One radio.
Hi, I'm Elena Paparizou and you're listening at Eurovision Radio.
It's the Eurovision Show here on Men's FM.
W12P.
Evening all, welcome to W12P.
If you've missed any of these fully presented weekly Eurovision radio shows from across Europe, with music, news and features about the Eurovision Song Contest, you can catch up with them all on the show archive page at radiointernational.tv.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
A language I don't understand. You speak, I listen. I'm your friend. Take my hand. A million faces tied in chains. You ride a black horse in the rain. Don't escape. No more, no more, no more, no more. 'Cause we are all made of stars. Silver fragments falling. Stars. You heal me, you fill me, ignite a flame within me. Begging you, don't escape. No more, no more, no more, no more. 'Cause we are made. You understand, come in close and take my hand. Let's float across the sky like there's no floor and there's no ceiling. And dance with me like we are made of stars.
We are made of stars.
There we are, the wonderful Hovi Star there with Made of Stars for Israel 2016. Thank you very much, Hovi, for speaking to the Eurovision Showcase and particularly speaking to my good friends over at Radio International, David Mann and JP in particular, getting me those wonderful sound clips and speaking to the Eurovision fan community, no doubt. Now, it is now time for this segment. Oh, this is my favourite part of the show. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, where we play a live rendition of a Eurovision song right here on the Eurovision Showcase. And this week, we're heading over to the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, which was held in the Point Theatre, Dublin. Or as we now know, call it the O2 Dublin. Yes, yes it is indeed. And we're going to have Sweden 1997. I absolutely love this song. Goodness knows how it only came 14th with 36 points, but you never know really why, but it was such a high caliber year. 1997 was crazy. So Sweden 1997 is up now. It's Blonde with Bara Horn Eller Skala Me. I've got to stop trying to sing this song. It's so addictive. You'll find out in a minute. And we have the wonderful late great Sir Terry Wogan introducing the song himself as well.
United Kingdom song comes in with number 24. And this will introduce the Swedish entry. The northern city of Derry. Londonderry to some on the River Foyle. Historic walls, many conflicts. Now, the Swedish song is called Bara Hon Älskar Mig, Baby, I'll Die For You. And I can tell you, the spirit of Herreys and the Euroclassic Diggy Loo Diggy Lay lives on in this song. Unfortunately, there are no golden boots, but once again, groundbreaking choreography and presentation. It's performed by Blonde, Jonas, Patrick and Gabriel. The Boys, as we know them. Music and lyrics are by Stefan Berg. Conductor, oh look, you see, why isn't there more of this kind of thing? Kurt Erik Kornqvist. Now, you ask yourself, where have these people been for the last 30 years?
Jag dansar genom natten, ler så alla hjärtan stannar här. Fast jag har vandrat genom eld och vatten, rör hon mig som ingen annan.
Och om hon faller för mig förändras allt. Om hon ser att den man hon väntar på, det är jag. Det kan bli hon och jag.
Sorry, but this is my favorite.
Jag vågar inte möta hennes blickar, visa att mitt hjärta brinner. Ska jag någonsin fånga denna flicka, fråga innan hon försvinner.
Fast andra män kunde dö för hennes skull, så förstår jag att ingen ser vad hon vill ha.
Bye.
Eurovision Song Contest old-fashioned? I don't think so.
There we are, Barone Skalame from Blonde in Sweden, 1997, as part of this week's Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttius. Well, I tell you what, reaction has gone crazy over Terry Wogan's comments, but of Christer Björkman's comments in regarding to his speech he had in London on Friday. Now, ahead of the London lecture, at the London lecture, ahead of Stockholm's Polar Music Prize, Christer Björkman, who's the producer of the Eurovision 2016 and of the Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final heats in Sweden to pick the Eurovision entrant, he said, "Joe and Jake is a fair good song and the boys are charming." Actually, their song is "You're Not Alone," is their song, but there you go. "It's a step in the right direction, but no, it won't win. If you send another song, Katrina singing Love Shine a Light, then that would make a huge difference." Now, the problem I have in this regard is the fact that Christer Björkman is one of the people who will make the running order for the Eurovision 2016. Now, I think there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there, not meaning that he needs, you know, he's allowed his own opinion, of course, but where he's saying that it won't win rings alarm bells in my ears. But he makes a good point on this other point, that Terry Wogan did the commentary for 25 years and he was always mocking it. Now, Graham Norton also has this flippant tone and it doesn't work. It needs a lot easier to joke than to win. Now, there is some truth in that, where I think Terry Wogan's cheeky way of commentating the Eurovision to the United Kingdom has made the UK public feel really quite anti-Eurovision in some regards, where I meet people on my daily life at work, on the talking to people in the shops or whatever about Eurovision, maybe if the subject comes up, etc., and they say, "Oh well, why did we take point? We'll get another nil point. We won't win again." What the fact is that we don't put any effort in to win the thing. You know, we don't make much of an effort. But I think we're certainly on the right track this year. But for many years, we haven't really bothered to try and win the thing, hence why we're not done so well. And this whole thing about block voting is just a media made-up thing, which I truly believe. But many comments have been shared on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And I really thank you all for getting involved in that. Kai Valentine has said that they argue that, but then again, Graham Norton would do the exact same thing when it comes to, you know, not ruining the show, but mocking it. Currently watching the show, taking the mickey out of different acts, etc., is all part of the fun. But he says he's not a diehard Eurovision fan, which I can understand. Andrew Webb says, "So Terry was the reason why so many people started watching the contest, and Bjorkman's comments are starting to become more of BBC bashing, and it's damaging the contest with these ridiculous comments about one of the UK and Ireland's most loved presenters." And Squire says, "Okay, this article annoyed me because of three reasons. One, this is not news." Yes. "And if it was news, it's not anything new." Yeah. "And three, a bit of subliminal advertising for the no campaign." Ooh, for the European referendum. Who knows? Who knows? But we don't want to get into politics here at Eurovision. That's the last thing we want. Now, our second to last song here on the Eurovision Showcase comes from the Slovenian National Final in 2001. You're going to like this one. It just came behind Nusha Darende's song Energy. And this is from Carmen Stavek, who represented Slovenia in the 2003 Eurovision with the song Na Na Na. And this is her song Ostani Tu. Came second. Slovenia National Final, 2001.
srce, jedno moje i migi lebdi u zraku, eno je, moje je, eno i nedino je. Ena je usuda, ena je put, eno moje telo, ki te spuja u mraku, eno je, moje je, eno i nedino je. Ne, pusti me čaka. Eno tvoje telo, ki me zbuja v mraku, eno je, tvoje je, eno in edino je. Ne, pusti me čaka.
Carmen Stavec with Ostani Tu for the Slovenian National Final 2001 that came second. Yes, what a great song. Oh, well, within the next coming weeks here on the Eurovision Showcase, we're going to be having a few specials where we will be looking at Sweden in history at the Eurovision Song Contest. And also, we'll be taking a look at the entries which sadly didn't make it to the Eurovision Grand Stage. So we'll be taking a special look at national final songs from this year, and also from previous years as well. I've added a little bit of a spice to it as well. But I'll just reiterate my sentiments from inside the Eurovision Showcase news that anybody going to tonight's London Eurovision party, I hope you have an absolute blast. I'm so jealous that I cannot be with you, but I do hope you have a fantastic time. And this gorgeous young lady, she's going to be there singing her heart out on behalf of the country of Austria. And my oh my, did she get an amazing response from the crowd at the Eurovision concert in Amsterdam in the Netherlands last weekend.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
Et quand tu chantes, oui moi je chante aussi. Quand tu t'élances, je suis. On chante dans un pays loin d'ici.
terre du paradis. Dans un pays loin d'ici, on chante dans un pays. On chante dans un pays.
The amazing Zoe with Luan DC for Austria 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. And before we go, guys, I've got to give a good mention out to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2016. It's going to be having a humongous reorganization and revamp. It's going to take place in Malta this year in Valletta on a Sunday afternoon, possibly in multiple locations within the city. That sounds really interesting and fairly random, if I'm honest. But if you'd like to find out more details about that, then please do head over to eurovoir.com or weeblogs.com, escextra.com, escinsight.com. Oh, they're all there. All of the fantastic Eurovision websites out there. Do go and check them out for that full story. But that's it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. I've been Kieran Tussett. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to check out this show once again and download any of our previous shows, then go onto any podcast app and just type in the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Any podcast app, iTunes, your podcast app there, also on Podbean. It'd be great for you to do that and tune in, even if you can't listen to us live. Now, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, please do at ESC Showcase, and also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. But I do hope you have a fantastic time and join us next Sunday, 5 p.m. on 92.3 Forest FM. Au revoir.
This is Linda Woodruff saying to all you competing European countries artists out there, welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.
Feel the music. Fire is their fair.